This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister lauds track and field athletes. 1-2% growth projected for 2015-2016 fiscal year, and Jamaica Constabulary Force to bolster recruitment mechanisms. The news in detail after the break.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has paid tribute to Jamaica's athletes for their stellar performance at the recently concluded IAAF World Athletics Championships in Beijing, China. Jamaica ended the championships in second place in the medal rankings with a total of 12 medals, 7 gold, 2 silver and 3 bronze. In a statement to Parliament Tuesday, Mrs. Simpson-Miller congratulated the athletes for their overall performance and the international acclaim they reaped for the country. She also made special mention of gold medalists Usain Bolt, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, Danielle Williams, the women's 4x400-meter relay team, and both the men's and women's 4x100-meter relay teams. The Prime Minister lauded the technical and administrative teams which supported the athletes, noting that the achievements on the track and field would not have been possible without the contributions of these groups.
From the examples of hard work, discipline, teamwork, and determination, our athletes have repeatedly delivered to prove once again our athletic supremacy in the world.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. The Bank of Jamaica, BOJ, is forecasting that the country will record growth of 1-2% for the 2015-2016 fiscal year. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, says while the current growth rate is slower than anticipated, it is faster than the figure recorded last year.
We're expecting a recovery from the production disruptions of the previous fiscal year, but we're also taking into account the adverse impact of the current drought on the agriculture, forestry and fishing sectors, and electricity and water supply.
Mr. Winter adds that the economy is expected to continue to benefit from improvements in the business environment and external competitiveness. Technology Minister Philip Paulwell says Jamaicans have been benefiting from improved service offers from telecommunications providers since the introduction of number portability in June 2015. Number portability allows Jamaicans to move from one service provider to another while retaining their original telephone numbers. Mr. Paulwell says more than 30,000 persons have switched service providers and consumers have been getting better service offers since the new regime.
The companies are providing additional benefits. They are focusing a lot more on services and prices have fallen since number portability. So all in all, I think it's a tremendous success in Jamaica.
Minister Paulwell was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He adds that the introduction of number portability in Jamaica has generated significant interest from countries in the region. And the Police High Command says it will be implementing more stringent mechanisms to effectively manage the screening of recruits. Head of the Corporate Communications Unit, Inspector Dahlia Garrick, says this is part of efforts to maintain a highly professional workforce.
These are additional safety measures that are put in place to ensure that members are monitored and whenever anything out of the norm is detected, the requisite action is taken. Some of this will be intelligence based, but it is one of the additional measures that an organization such as the JCF must have to ensure that the highest level of professionalism is there to at all times and there are systems in place to ensure that members abide to the rules, regulations, policies and laws of the land.
Inspector Garrick was speaking in an interview with JIS News Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.